Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A woman sleeps with a man simply to get on a haircut. Bible story or an episode of the Jerry Springer Show? Well, that, of course, is the story of Samson. What about this one? A man sees a beautiful woman across the courtyard. So he convinces her husband that he should join the military so he can have an affair with her. Bible story or Jerry Springer episode? Well, that, of course, is the story of David and Bathsheba. Now, here's another one. A virgin woman claims to be pregnant with the Messiah. Bible story or Jerry Springer show episode? Now, to me, this one definitely seems like a Jerry Springer episode. About 1% of all births in the United States every year are claimed to be virgin births. Throughout history, there have been dozens upon dozens of claims of someone being the Messiah. Merely picture this. This young woman, probably about 14, comes on stage. She walks up to Jerry Springer and she says, "Hi, I'm a virgin. An angel came to me and said, I have the Son of God in my womb." Now I'm sure the crowd would be shocked silent. Some of them might be jeering a little bit. Then Jerry Springer would take out his card and he would read, "And I see here that you're engaged to a man." Now, this is when the crowd would definitely become riled up. They'd start throwing out words like whore or slut. Because let's face it, a woman who is pregnant, who has not slept with her husband, must be these things. But as the crowd gets more riled up, in comes the cousin Elizabeth. She comes up on stage and she says, "No, no, this truly is the Messiah. I know, because when I greeted my cousin and heard her voice, the child in my womb leapt with joy." Now at this time, the crowd has to be incredibly skeptical about what everyone on stage is saying. I know I would be. But yet, here we are. Here is our gospel reading. Our gospel reading is one that society would look down upon. That society would look down at both Mary and Elizabeth and call them crazy, call them names, and shame them for what has happened. But even if you take a step inwards from society and look at Mary's family alone, which admittedly is a little hard to do because you don't get that much in the Bible, we see Elizabeth's reaction, which is very positive. But think about Mary's parents. They have to be saying, "Our child is pregnant," claiming that it's the child of God. Here she is, throwing away her engagement to this wonderful man, Joseph, this carpenter who's going to provide her life. And she's claiming these crazy things. We went through all this work to set up this engagement, and she's ruining it. I'm sure the rest of the family wouldn't have been that happy either, especially because there was a very high likelihood that Mary was going to be stoned to death for this. But that kind of seems to be the Bible, doesn't it? Wherever God shows up, there seems to be a plethora of family drama. I mean, Cain and Abel, there was a lot of drama with that family. Abraham and Sarah, Jacob, and what about the whole story of Joseph and his brothers casting him off to Egypt? It kind of reminds me of this Christmas season for all of us, right? Getting together with our families, and there's bound to be drama. Especially when God is brought into the picture. Don't get me wrong, I am not saying that God is causing your family drama. But God can definitely be a factor in this drama of the holiday season. Because what do we do on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? We get dressed up, we go to church. Now there's always that one person who says, why do I have to go to church? It's the same story every year, which, you know, consequently leads to an argument, and so on. Even if you successfully get the whole family to church, afterwards, there's bound to be disagreements. There's bound to be those in your family who are a different flavor of Christianity than yourself. There's bound to be those in your family who look at you and say, yeah, I'm going to quote Leviticus at you, and because of your sexual orientation, you're going to hell. And there's bound to be those other family members, those atheists or agnostics or deists, who look at you and say, we just sat in church for an hour and a half listening to the same thing I did last year about God doing this miraculous thing, this miracle of this birth. If God could do this immaculate conception of Mary, then why could God not save Uncle Mike from the cancer? If God could do this miracle through Mary, then why can God not save Cousin Sally's life as she was killed by the drunk driver? Why did God cause her to drop her keys? Or why did God change that light to red just a second quicker? Now you can stand there and you can quote theology at them. You can talk about your own experience. You can come to the pastor, say, Pastor, give me some theological explanation for this that I can share with my family. But really, it doesn't get to the pain, to the hurt, to the anger behind the question. And oftentimes these theological explanations fail to satisfy us, myself included. So really, what is there? Well, we can take a page out of Mary's playbook. Mary, this woman with her whole life ahead of her, has this experience which could potentially be life-ending. She breaks out into song. She breaks into this song, praising God, saying, God, thank you. And also thank you for the things that are going to happen to the world through this. That seems like a little difficult to do, right? I know it is. It's difficult to take things that seem like curses. It's difficult to take things that are not the happiest and give them to God. If I was in the situation of Mary, and I was pregnant with a child with the potential of being stoned to death, I don't think I would break out into a musical number, probably the greatest one of the century, but still, that would not be my reaction. But yet, here we are this holiday season, a season that's going to be filled with both the joy of Christmas, but the drama of our families that turn our lives into our own personal episode of the Jerry Springer Show. So really, what all is left to do but to find something, no matter how small it is, and just give thanks and praise to God and show God through your life.